Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Hey, good evening, friends, and thanks for tuning in tonight, Monday night, to this week's version of Raising Expectations. And as you know, we're so thankful you're here. In fact, I just noticed some Facebook coming up live, and we're on five platforms. They'll pop up live for you wherever you can watch, or go directly to the best one, BBS Radio / Raising Expectations, right there, and be right with our studio, the guys at BBS. Down in Spring, Texas now, part of Houston. They are just the best people you'll ever meet in the world. Our engineer is a great young man, and he just helps us with everything. So you're all over the place. Tune us in now and watch us, and feel free to say a word, tap in there, a word, give us an idea, give us a thought, and let us know you're there. A lot of you do, but love to have even more of you. What you're thinking? We're going to go live eventually sometime. We're kind of waiting on that and have you just call in and be able to take your phone calls. And we're hoping to go 2 hours later. That'll make a difference. But in the meantime, we're here tonight. And you know, we are all people of faith. We love the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're thankful he died on the cross for our sins. And just as thankful as we are for that, we're thankful that he's coming again for us someday. And we know where we're going. As Billy Graham used to say, I know who I am, I know where I've been, and I know where I'm going. And that's the same way with all of us. That's why we call the program Raising Expectations, because we really hope that when we get together with you, it's kind of a family time. We get to know you, you get to know us, we have a good time, we share, we laugh, we talk together, and then we really get down to some really fun things that we share personally about what's going on in the world, and hopefully they'll give you a little shot in the arm and lift you up somewhat. But the greatest shot in the arm comes from a changed heart, and that's when you receive Christ as your Savior. He died for you, and boy, it's so easy. Just put your faith in him, and anybody ever has a question like some of you do sometimes, you feel free to text us, you feel free to call me on the phone, or you feel free to go to our website and write on tonight, just write in there, Pastor Joe, I'd like to talk to you about what that means to know Jesus. So be right at home to do that, because you are under, as far as we believe, you're part of our family, and glad you're here. Well, we're going to do it a little different tonight. We're going to jump right in. We're going to go starting on the East Coast, because we're going to start there, because the people that live there are not there, and they won't be with us tonight. Boy, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? But Stephanie and Hank, they're working tonight they're in a mission project tonight in a youth camp, and all of you that have been to a youth camp, you know what a glorious thing that is. So they're a blessing to countless people. It was their anniversary this week, so they had a great time with all those kids, and they're just rolling back around on that one. And then Ron and his wife had their 44th wedding anniversary, I think it was, this past week. And was it 44th, Paul? I think it was.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, they're still recuperating, I think. They can't be here tonight, but no, they're in Florida. And so they had a little trouble getting Wi-Fi set up. So we're just excited. They're having a great time as they look forward to what God has in their retirement. They're just choice people. They bless me. They bless all of you every week. And I thank God for every one of them. They bless my life. So I'm going to go all the way to the West Coast and start with a guy who's been blessing my life for over 50 years. Boy, Paul, that sounds bad when I say that, doesn't it? Over 50 years.
It is bad.
I know that is bad. Whoa. But Paul and I go back a long time. And so Pastor Dr. Paul Hall is one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. He's there in Lompoc, California, better known as?
Rocket Town.
Amen. He sends the rockets up there. Hey, by the way, Paul, I saw on the news today that there's another Chinese balloon possibly coming over. So you might need to get those rockets ready again.
And you.
You're ready to take one of those out if you have to, because the government's not getting around to it. So we're not worried. We got you down there taking care of that. But anyway, Paul has been a pastor. He's a Bible teacher. He's a Bible pastor. He's loved by countless people, and I know because I am one of them. He's a brother in Christ to me more than if he was my flesh and blood. We've been together so long that, we keep running into Moses' tracks where he's right in front of us with those chariots. But anyway, it's been a long time. So Paul and I are together tonight. So you've got the dynamic duo or the double duds, whatever you want to call it. We're going to be together tonight, just like the old days when we did all those youth revivals and collegiate things all over Texas and Kentucky and Tennessee. And they're still looking for us, probably. So we have to be careful.
We're on wanted posters all over Texas.
That's right. Boy, we had some fun times, didn't we? It was a wonderful day. I like to think we changed a lot of lives that the Lord did, and still get some good words from people, but boy, do we have a good time together. Driving across West Texas in your old convertible at night, the million stars and just us. Neither one of us saying, I think it's spooky out here because we wanted to be brave. We were, young studs back then. We had to make sure that we looked pretty brave. He had a Plymouth Fury sport convertible, which really something. Man. It was fun to go out on that thing. It was much better than my 69 Volkswagen Bug. So we had a good time when we went out together. So, folks, tonight, as you know, we have a very special guest again. We really don't want to call her a guest because we've claimed her as part of our family. We have a special group of people that have said, it's okay, Pastor Joe, we'll come back and spend time with you now and then. And we're glad to be here. And she blesses us. And as you've seen on your Facebook and have looked this up. We put this up for you all week. We've got all kinds of people. I think on mine, I've seen about 250, 300 people that checked on this since Friday. Looking forward to seeing our guest tonight, who is, as you know, Janet Price. Janet Price is the president, voted, elected president of the California Federation of Republican Women. Who they believe in the Republic and the Constitution, so that works just like we do. But Janet is a very, very special lady. We were in school together in high school. She's a scholar. She's actually a great drama actress also. She was terrific in drama. And she and her husband did some great things all through life. She shared some of those with us. So we're just going to bring her right on, and you could bring up her picture. You might remember, this is Janet as she leads the Republican Women, really bringing about some great work in the state of California that reverberates all across the nation and probably, hopefully, reverberates a lot louder than what comes out of other places in Sacramento. So it's good to know that she's doing that. So, Janet, we're going to welcome you tonight. It's just Paul and I. So we're going to clap real loud. We want to give you the welcome. What's it called again, Paul? It's Stephanie's job to name that one. I can't remember. We were going to sing the 20th Century Fox theme for you, Janet, but it's just great to see you, and it's so good to have you with us.
This is like a retreat for me. Here with you guys is like a retreat for me. You know what it's like in Los Angeles? so you get it. So there are three of us. Should I call us? I don't mean to be sacrilegious. The Trinity.
That's it. Yeah, there we go. That's it. Yeah, well, that'll fly. Yeah,
I think I have even beat Paul. I've known you longer than Paul has known you.
That's right.
All right. So I'm going to claim that. I'm going to put a stake in the ground.
You being the special lady that you are, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, it's been a few years. It's been really neat.
Oh, yeah. But I'm so proud of that. See, I'm not one of those who hides that. I'm saying every single day, month, year is written on me. It's like, this is my map, my fate. Oh. And it's good. I'm proud of that. Amen. I'm proud because, the longer I live, the more I learn. And the more I learn about what all of us are talking about, the more affirmed I am that we are so blessed, and God's got us in the palm of his hand, no matter what's happening in this crazy world. And it is crazy. We can have the peace that passeth understanding because we know what we know, and we know him.
That's right.
It's good. It's all going to be good. We have to go through this right now for his reasons, his purposes. And I just say, Lord, use me like a chess piece on your big board.
That's right. Push me here.
Push me there. I don't care. Just I want your will to be done.
Amen. You said something really interesting, Janet, and I think I got this to Paul, but it was the last time, Paul, we were talking. You had mentioned how you had brought in a guest for all of your directors in the state that were speaking to all the ladies who had brought up some great information on grassroots and how we are going to be used of God, probably in the grassroots, bringing back in the nation to where we are going. Would you like to address any of that at all? That was really interesting.
Yeah, you said a person. Okay, my memory. It's not as wonderful, but we are doing a new organization here in California. It's going to be the first time it's ever been done. So no pressure.
Right.
But I've got a great team of people, and we're going to be meeting in Central California and just starting from the ground up. But it's going to be a big organization, wide open doors for everybody, all stripes of Republicans, a lot of Christians, of course. I think those two just kind of go together. Mm-hmm. But it's a time that I feel this time has come right now. This is a very important election. Don't you feel that things are coming to critical mass right now in this state and in this country? You can feel it. Mm-hmm. And so I think this particular organization will just be a welcome place for a lot of people who have felt disenfranchised, who have felt distressed about what's going on. So we're going to offer education. We're going to teach them how to run for offices. We need to start local. We need to start local. And we've concentrated, I think, so much on the big picture that we've kind of missed where we can start being effective at the school board, the water board, everything that gives us a voice. Mm. And we need to do that here in California. So it's a big task, but I'm excited. I'm very, very excited about it. In fact, I'm kind of excited about everything, even though it's scary. It's where we are and what we believe. We really aren't scared. Mm-hmm. We just take one foot in front of the other, one day at a time. And let God lead us.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for this organization, Janet?
It's called Golden State Republican Women.
Amen. Okay.
And some women said, "Oh, that's kind of hard to remember." And someone said, "Well, gunshot residue." Remember that?
Oh my goodness! Anyway, yeah. That's.
But anyway, what I want us to do is to stop taking life too seriously and allow humor and laughter to come back. Every time we have an executive meeting, a planning meeting, we laugh. We find things that are lighthearted. Mm. And if we know, you know, whose wind is right behind us and we're following in those footsteps, why not take it lightheartedly and not be so gloomy and depressed? We won't do that.
That's right. Yeah, you remember Zig Ziglar used to always say that. What am I so worried about? He said, Moses was a basket case. Remember that? I always remember him saying that, but I'm not, because I know who won already. So Paul's a master at saying the phrase. He's reminded me a few times in my life. I look back, brother, about one day at a time. And, you know, that's it, huh?
Enjoy the moment.
Sorry. Yeah. Pardon?
Enjoy the moment that you're in, you know, this is all we have.
That's where God meets us though, right?
Sure.
So we can't say, okay, Lord, a week from Tuesday, would you please do It's like in this moment. And that's really a freeing concept.
Breathe deep.
Janet, I'm kind of curious. I know it's a huge task. And I think the key is to take a huge task and break it down into workable parts. But how are you planning to get the word out that this new organization is going to exist? I mean, do you have it costs a lot of money. I know that, a lot of effort to do that. But what are your plans in getting it out there for folks so they can hear about it?
I think it's already out. I think it's like keeping the teapot, you know, from boiling over. It's like the word is out and people are very, very excited. I have lots of Zoom meetings. I think I told you I was in my life as a Zoomarama these days because people are very excited. What we're going to do is something different that has been done in the past, and that the organization, the statewide electeds, will be at the bottom, and we're going to help. We're just going to serve the clubs that will be on the top. So they will have autonomy. They will feel authoritative. This state is so diverse. It's a long, skinny state, but people in Los Angeles can't understand the way people in Chico think or do or what makes them happy. The same with El Dorado to San Diego. We've got a varied state here, and you can't put them all in one basket. I think we've tried, and it doesn't really work. Those people don't feel heard. They don't feel appreciated. They don't feel free that they can be who they are and make their own clubs happy. So we've got a lot of excitement about it. It was started out of necessity. So it's like we already have a captive audience. it's like if we were putting flyers on cards, I would say, oh, that's going to be a hard lift. But we've already got the people and the excitement. We're just reorganizing that, but starting out as an independent statewide organization has never been done in this country.
Mm. Wow. There you go.
Sounds
like something that's not only needed, but it's going to catch on and enthuse a lot of people that maybe are getting a little bit tired.
Yes, and you're right, Joe. And maybe some people who have left the organized or many organizations, you know, can see us and say, oh, that's what I want. That's where I will feel heard and appreciated, and I can give them my talents. And we've got a lot of talented people here, very talented people.
Yeah.
It's
like two states. Yeah, it's like two states, isn't it? Larry Elder did a lot of talking on that when, by the way, he's a member of that church where the Chip, now I can't think of his last name, but it's the Calvary Chapel. He grew up from that and grew up. It's supposed to be a really great church here in Los Angeles. Chip Ingram, is that it? No, that's not that's it. There is a Chip Ingram.
There's several around. Yeah,
but he's Larry Elder's pastor. He was on yesterday or today. I caught him again. I really like Larry Elder. He's a sharp guy.
He's spoken to my club. He lives right up here, and he's spoken to
me
lots of times.
Good man, isn't he? You know him a lot better than I do. I met him down in
Dallas. A long time.
Oh, is that right? That's awesome. Well, he's a good man. He's his stuff. Very, very quick, and he has a heart for people. I had a cup of coffee with him back at the old radio show down in Dallas the main station in Dallas for the Christian Salem Communications down there, 660 The Answer. That was it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was down there a lot with Mark and the guy that ran that. And he's really quick. He really listens and really hears. And he understands people like you do, Janet. He can see when someone feels they're not getting heard or there's something there. And I've just watched it grow more and more. Of course, you've really seen it because you know him well. But he blessed my life there. I thought that was good.
He's really got an amazing mind and an amazing heart. We went back to the days when he was just doing his radio show, and my husband and I were going to the Reagan Library a lot. So did a remote broadcast there one night, and we were all sitting out under the stars, and he was doing it, and his mom and dad were sitting in the front row.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
So we got to meet them, And, you know, they were so instrumental in his life. He just loved his parents.
Oh, there you go. Gee, the Bible does talk about things like that, doesn't it? I guess it's just we've outgrown the Bible now. What do we need families and kids and things in order for? Yeah, there's an example.
Well, that's purpose. That's purpose, you know. That's not by accident.
Exactly.
It's been planned a long time.
I love Ephesians 2. I used to talk about that a lot just in my own life, where it talks about his workmanship created in Christ Jesus, that second chapter, unto good works, which he foreordained before the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. And if he already knows me, because he created me, and he already performed what he wanted me to do before the foundation, he created the foundation, pretty well has all the bases covered. So I used to tell, and I believe it, I still do this sometimes, Paul, we used to laugh about this, but I wake up sometimes a little slower than before, but I get up, put my feet on the floor, and I'll say, okay, Lord, show me the footsteps for today. Paul's offense inspires me with that phrase, one day at a time. He's been a great pastor in that area. And show me the steps for today and just let me walk in those. I don't want to get the other steps. I don't want to make my own steps. I don't want to run off the steps. Just show me those steps. And if you stay on those, like you were saying, Janet, he's going to do something really, really incredible that will glorify him and touch lives like you're doing for all of these ladies and like Larry Elder does.
But that's the whole key. And it's, you know, it's a stress-free way of living, even though we are in such a stressful time. But that's the stress-free way of living. And I think I knew it intellectually at one point. But when it finally traveled the few inches from my brain to my heart, and I actually could start walking that way and living that way and trusting that when I get up in the morning like you, Joe, I know that the Lord's already walked the day. He's already walked the day. So all I have to do is just put my feet in those footsteps, because it's going to go to where his will is, what he wants for that day. And I don't even have to think about it. Yeah. I just trust him. Put your feet right there.
I think that gap between the years that we look at that, all of us, is the understanding. Like you just said, we don't even have to understand where they're going. And that goes against our very being. Well, now, wait, God, I got to understand this a little because people are depending on me. No, I got this. And I can do that. Scripture's full of that. And Larry must have followed those steps too. I love it when I hear about moms and dads doing things.
Oh, yes. And I love it when people who are notable in one way or the other honor their parents. You know who does that a lot is Mike Rowe.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe. Do you see him on TBN now? He's got this wonderful show called The Story Behind the Story. And Matt Crouch, they do it in a barn in Colorado somewhere. But he does the most amazing stories that are true about people we would never have guessed what these stories are about. And he has a wonderful way of weaving it. And then comes the punchline, and Matt Crouch is like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. It is a wonderful thing. And he's, as you know, a strong Christian, and he loves his family, his mom and dad. He said they're the reason I am successful at all. Amen. So it's great to honor them like that.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Paul and I were blessed that way, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
In our lives, absolutely on that. We're just... sometimes we think about that. That's a special time. And that's another reason I love the scripture where it talks about heaven, you know, and all those things. But our parents were special. But God's footsteps take us through, whether we had an environment. We don't have to be a product of the environment. If it was difficult, God takes us through it, over it, and above it. And so many stories. I'm sure some of those micro shares must be really incredible. But
they are unbelievable.
Yeah, they didn't have a great start, maybe a lot of them, but God took them. He loves us no matter where we are and takes us to where we can be. Yeah,
that's right.
Amazing.
So it's exciting. I'm finding more and more things on TBN, but it's their 50th anniversary this year, right?
Wow.
Anyway, that's a big anniversary this year. So they've got, great, great shows. And of course, trips to Israel and so much is going on at the Trinity Broadcast Network. So it's fun for me.
Yeah, that's and Regents too. They started, right? Regent University there with Pat before I just called him home a week or so ago.
Robertson.
Yeah, Robertson.
Yes.
Yes, so and Regent University, two or three of the lawyers that we have seen pop up in defense of conservative things that are right, along with Jay Sekulow and others.
Fantastic.
So another offspring of what they did to help him there. But
Jay Sekulow has been on, I've been listening to him since I was knee high to a grasshopper. He's been to, and his son, and they are doing such good work. And we need people like that doing legal heavy lifting, because this is where, unfortunately, we've had our backs to the wall for a long time. Yeah. People who believe like us. We've been on the losing side of it because we've been a little bit trusting, and we don't think like them, you know?
Well, yeah, Jeff, Paul, you remember somebody we were talking with, you might have brought him up. But he had said very simply that the far left really understands how to get to Christians in the last 25, 35, 40 years, because I think Ronald Reagan really illuminated that they know they can push all they want, and then they will push back. But then Christians, they'll stop. They'll stand back. They'll want to show love and gentleness and kindness of Christ, because after all, that's what they believe. And so in that point, as they step back, then they come in with the guns of Navarone. Just dated myself, by the way. You remember that movie? But they'll come in, fire the guns of Navarone, and take them out, you know? We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to speak the truth, and love, I think, has steel in it. And
that's the point. And that's where pastors, and you guys know this, okay? I've seen pastors here in Los Angeles go wobbly. They're just going wobbly with this woke stuff. Mm. And kind of losing their parishioners.
Cancel culture scared a lot of people, you think, Janet? And Ron has a car to drive on that one, huh, Paul, about how
I don't know who said it, but they said a lot of people won't consider Christianity or make a commitment to Christianity. They won't do it, not because it's too hard, but because it's too soft.
Mm. You know,
we don't really require. We just kind of say, well, just come on in. We want you to be comfortable, and we'll entertain you for an hour, and things will go well. And oh, by the way, you really won't be able to tell the difference between a concert and a church service, you know, sometimes. And I'm not picking on that. I understand seeker sensitive and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think there's a lot of truth in the fact that Christianity makes requirements. It really does. And it asks, and what does it ask for? It asks for our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength. That's what it asks for. And when we try to minimize that and don't make the disciplined effort, I personally believe that God has one agenda for our lives, and that's to conform us to the image of his son, Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen.
And Jesus, if you read about his life, he was a scrapper, you know. He didn't run away. He ran towards the gun, run to the gun, and he did. He wasn't afraid, and I just think that we kind of cower back sometimes. I saw a poster not long ago. It says, "For too long, the church has been a cruise ship. We need to be a battleship." And I was talking to my wife about that today, and I said, "I think it's greater than a battleship. I think we're supposed to be the biggest aircraft carrier in the world, because we ought to be launching sorties every day into enemy territory. And when those pilots come back and beat up and shot up, let's bring them in safely, and let's patch them up, and let's fix their airplanes and shoot them off the catapults again, you know, because this isn't a time to be defensive. This is a time it's ironic to be offensive. Oh my goodness, we don't want to offend anyone. Are you kidding? Be offensive and to get on the offense. And we can do that in a lot of different ways. You don't have to stand on a street corner and be a street preacher, but you sure can go next door and love your neighbor and share the giftedness of your life and the spiritual gifts with them. How difficult is that? how that it's just not that hard, and to honor Christ in what we do, you know, it's just wow.
Why do you think, Paul, that pastors are so afraid? See, I see it here. This is very personal to me, because I see churches I've been involved with, and the pastors who have been really good pastors and came from strong churches to come to mine have gone weak and wobbly. And I don't know what they're afraid of, because they can see people leaving. Tithing's down. They're voting with their feet. And the churches that are strong, like you just said, we have Jack Hibbs out here in Chico. And, we have some really strong, Rob McCoy, strong people. But why are some so cowed? I don't understand it. Is it a character thing? Is it not understanding what Jesus is asking of us?
Well, I think I personally think that pastors, you know, they get it. I think, and Joe, you can jump in and help here. I think sometimes, Janet, pastoring is not easy. It's a 24/7, 7 days a week. I mean, it just is. And if you love your people, you get involved with your people, and it's a gift that they invite you into that. Pastors get drawn off sometimes, I think, because they have to worry about budgets, and they have to worry about resurfacing the parking lot, and they have to worry about, well, the deacon's mad today, and Miss So-and-so is upset, and da-da-da-da. So we spend a lot of time putting out fires, and consequently, I think that pulls us off of our mission sometimes. And those things need to be done, but I think it's a matter of trusting who God calls to the church. I really got tired of almost begging for volunteers, you know. But I think that's even a wrong question. You know, we need more volunteers. We need more volunteers. The right question is, okay, this is what we're sensing God is up to, and I have the confidence that if God is up to something, He's calling us to participate. So, and it might be you. So, how can I help you understand that so that we can labor together? The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church and he said in the Galatian church as well, and he said there are two things that I want. I want you to pray with me, number one, and I want you to partner with me. Now, can you imagine being partnered with the Apostle Paul? Can you imagine that and what that would mean? And it's not without its trouble, you know. I mean, Silas took off, you know, in a different direction, but I have to believe that was part of God's plan. We certainly don't need pastors who are whiners. You know, people don't follow whiners. They just don't. Jesus wasn't a whiner. He said, look, follow me. And I think the point to be made is, and it's, you spoke to it earlier, Janet. The point to be made is, if we're trusting God with all of our heart, and if we're not leaning on our own understanding, if we're acknowledging God in all of our ways, He gives us a promise. He said, I will direct your path. I will. And it's a matter. And what it's the first word of that passage in Proverbs, trust. Do we really trust that God is who He says He is, that He's good for His word, and He will carry it through? Do we trust that? Because if we don't, it's like that little truism says, if we don't live what we believe, we're going to wind up believing what we live.
That's right.
And that's what's going to happen. And there we are. So I don't know if that answered the question, but I think it's multifaceted. But there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, I know.
I'm sorry, Paul, if that came off critical. I know.
No, not at all. I've asked the same questions, Janet. You know, you have to examine that. You know, you have to examine that.
I know.
And I think any pastor who's got a heart for God and His plan for the world, you've got to be asking that question every day. You know, I think, you know, amen. Where are we going today?
this world, because like we've all been through seasons and the decades of, and each decade was different. But this one, I think, calls us to do harder things than we've ever done. Mm-hmm. We're being called to turn ourselves inside out, say, okay, Lord, infill me and prepare me for the day. Yeah. And just use me as your warrior. And I like your references to battleships and to all that, because that's what I feel. We are in a war right now. We are. And it is a war of good and evil. And you can feel them lining up. It's almost palpable. So this is going to call the strength out of us that we, it's not our strength. We don't have any of our own, but we have to have Jesus infill us with his strength and then say, there's the direction, go for it. But I'm here with you. I'm taking you by the right hand. I'm walking with you, and it's going to be safe.
Well, I think if we're following Jesus, we're going to be in trouble every day.
Exactly. That goes with the territory.
Sure. I mean, you know, we spend our lives trying to insulate and isolate ourselves so we won't hurt or be in trouble. But that's not following the master. You know, he was in trouble all the time. And we're going to be in trouble as well. So let's just.
That's sort of iron sharpening iron. Yeah. But we can't be afraid of losing something.
Nope. No,
because if Jesus is with us, even if we lose our life, we will count it for good.
Amen. That's it.
Because we know what's after that.
Exactly. That's right. I think the English translation of that, the British, is we need to have a stiff upper lip. That's what Churchill said. And that's it. Like Paul said, every day there's going to be some things that are great and some that aren't so great. You know, there were times where I really didn't like that thing called people. Right, Paul? I mean, all of us have been there. Are you kidding? Are you really in the human race? Would be my first thought. But, you know, but then you've got to say, wait a minute, God. It's like Steph said last week, what planet are we on? Remember when she said it was so funny? Yeah. But it's true. And I got to remember, even looking at some people, we can stand strong, like Paul said, on what we are. And we are. I like the aircraft carrier, Paul. As you heard the battleship.
Yes.
And we launch every day. We know, even if we lose somebody, we know where they are. We're going to see them again. That's the joy. But do we really understand and believe? And I think the more we grow, like you said, Jan, in our life, day by day, year by year, I think our faith becomes stronger. We may get a little bit more understanding and a little bit quieter, but I think we may be quieter to begin with and then very ready in the Holy Spirit to speak more loudly and definitively and clearly to the issue once the person has said everything in a way that has a changing effect, because God says, now. Instead, before we came in, we wanted to impress everybody. Look, we know this, we've done this. Nobody's impressed. And I think sometimes, I mean, seriously, every pastor, when you first start, thinks you're the next Billy Graham. I mean, that's only good. But then you realize, you know, you're not even Elmer Fudd, really. You're not going to, there's some things that come up, right? Well, we just have fun and we make mistakes that we laugh at later. But the beautiful thing is, it's like you said, I wonder if having that faith grow and giving us the energy we need is commensurate with getting older and having less on our own energy wise. And God says, yeah,
no,
I got you.
I don't know.
I got you.
Go ahead. Please, Janet.
Oh, I was just going to say that my life is like a pressure cooker right now. Mm-hmm. Did your mothers ever use pressure cookers? Because my mom did, used to scare the heck out of me. But now it's in my life. So I'm going, oh, I've been here before. But I have to press in to Jesus every day like I never have before. Mm-hmm. Because so much is being asked of me. And I haven't been this way before. I haven't walked this way before. People are saying, well, what about this and what about that? And I said, I don't know. We'll find out when we get there. Amen. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. We're making this up on the fly.
There's no Rubicons with Jesus. That's right. Just keep going.
Keep going. But the people who don't understand that, I think you've all run into them too, who are planners. They have engineer type minds, and you can almost hear their thoughts going clickety clack, clickety clack. It's not the way mine goes. I just fly with wherever God takes me that day. And it drives the planners crazy because they don't understand it.
Remember that, Paul. Yeah, amen. We hear you. Amen.
Yeah. So that's where I am now, but I just keep praying. And I also pray for the people who are considerably anxious and worried and needing a plan and show me A, B, C, and D. I don't have A, B, C, and D. I just leave that to the Lord. But people who don't believe, you can't say that to. So I'm figuring out a lot of personalities and how to work with, because God made them all. Mm-hmm. And I'm having to learn. It's good for me to learn to deal with different personalities. Mm-hmm. And they might look at me and wonder, well, maybe she's got something we don't know about. Maybe someday they'll ask. Yeah. I don't know. But I just know that I'm called to this moment in this state. And when I pray for our country and I pray for California, and I pray for Texas too, Paul, is that he made this beautiful world. Mm-hmm. He made this gorgeous world and he cares about it. And so he cares about, I don't believe we're going to go off the edge. Some people think, okay, we're absolutely good. This is it. Bye-bye. I don't believe that. I think I may have said this to you before. I think we are being allowed to get to the precipice, to look down in terror. Mm-hmm. And God might say, what do you think? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that scary enough? Okay, let's come back. I really believe he does have a plan and that we're going to come out of this stronger. We could have another Jesus revolution. It's been 50 years. Mm-hmm. I'd love another one. And I think hearts are crying for something. A lot of times they don't know that this is a God-shaped hole. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they're trying to fill up. But they will. And it's not up to me to show them. It's up to God. It's a very...
I have a lot of admiration for my father-in-law. And one of the things that he says is, he said, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. He said, however things may appear, one thing is certain. We're working on God's timeline and he knows exactly what he's doing, you know, mm-hmm. and he does. And we can rest assured in that, you know, that we may not understand it. I seem to understand a lot better looking backwards. That's where God, oh, there he was, than I do you know, looking forward. I wanted to say a reference to your pressure cooker too, Janet. I remember my grandma having a pressure cooker, really. Have you ever prayed for patience? You know, oh, God, give me patience. You ever done that? What does the Bible say about patience? Patience comes through what? Tribulation.
Tribulation. Okay. That's right.
So you're going to ask for patience and you're going in the pressure cooker. That's what's going to happen, you know, but that's going to produce more than we could ever dream to imagine, you know, because we're all moving towards this wonderful thing called maturity. Boy, to be a mature believer, doesn't that sound good? <You know? laughs> So that's what we're pressing towards. So
the timing that you said, timing is everything. And mm-hmm. when we look at how this world is made, how amazing the orbits, how the universe works, how nothing crashes into each other. Perfect. It is amazing. And what was that lost second? Remember it talks about in the Bible?
Second Kings, yeah, in two places. Actually, there's a... It's like 53 seconds. My dad used to talk about that. He was there in NASA when they lost it. But it, like you're saying, go ahead, Jen. You're right on that. That's your story.
No, I'm just in awe. The more I lean into God, the more I understand about him, the more awestruck I am. And sometimes I think I am thinking he can't handle my little life.
Yeah,
amen. The whole universe in the blink of an eye. And what kind of
We got this, God.
Wow.
God says, you know, there's not a problem. I got you covered on this. Boy, oh boy. Yeah. In fact, Dad used to say on that specifically, you know, someday he would have liked to have looked down from heaven the way Dr. McGee used to say, yeah. Get their attention, you know, Vernon McGee. And uh-huh. Just like to look down, God would say, I know you may not believe this right now, but this time is missing. What are you talking about? Someday I'm going to show you. It's out there in space, and I'm going to let the human race go, and they're going to see exactly what you're seeing right now, and it's going to be right there in space. That's when I take them to heaven. So we may see it on the way by to heaven. My dad used to say it's sitting right there at that time. It's amazing. Wow.
It is amazing. And, you know, we human beings are so time-oriented. You know, God doesn't have a calendar. He doesn't have a stopwatch. He doesn't have an iWatch. He's got it. But I was telling somebody else, you know, sometimes the right thing at the wrong time is the wrong thing.
Yes.
Timing is the ingredient that makes it right. Yeah. So we might have a wonderful idea rattling around in our head, and we're just anxious for that time. And if we wait on God's timing in the fullness,
even as Christians, we may think sometime we've learned enough to make the cake. We put the cake all together, and then we get to the last part. We got all this, and we put in that white stuff for sugar, and it's great. And it comes out of the oven and find out it was salt because we didn't wait. And it's salt, and it's horrible because God wasn't quite ready yet. So, I did that to my dad. I'll never forget that. But anyway, that's another story. Okay, I put salt in the sugar shaker, Paul. Did you show me that? No, I didn't know you yet. We were little. But
yeah, it's a gift. It's a gift. Not just anybody can do that.
Yeah. Or live to tell about it. My dad
that's right. All over
and said, show me.
Oh, no, it's amazing.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
This is why I love getting older, guys. I know people, you know, there are lots of things that we lose when we get older, but the things that we gain,
yes,
so much more, so much richer. I would not go back and live yesterday over. Nothing. I love going forward. And God encourages me to forget yesterday. It's gone. It's done. You know, I took care of it. True north. That's where you've got to put your compass and just keep going forward no matter what, no matter what.
Like you said, it's a win-win. You pillow your head at night with a clean conscience and a clear heart, and you say, okay, Lord, rest me. And he either gives you a good night's rest to start to say, well, we got now, or he calls you home someday. Win-win. You can't lose. No. Jenna, I'm going to have to jump in 1 second. Excuse me. Did you have a thought there? Oh. Go ahead. Did you have a thought?
Not
1 second. Stay right there with us.
Sure.
I'm going to be Stephanie for a minute, Paul. Are you impressed now?
A round of applause.
We just got the end of the show. We just get it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, TJ, if you're there, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for tuning in tonight. And again, you realize that everything we do here is really a gift from God. If you would like to give a gift to the program, you could see on our site, on our website, if you just go right to it, you can see it right there, bbsradio.com/raisingexpectations, and it's right there. The procedure is a very easy way. If you want to go on PayPal, it's right there, and they'll send you a receipt right there. Whatever you give, no amount's too small, and actually no amount's too big either, but if you have a gift, we still pray to go to 2 hours, which we're trying for, and good things are happening, but any little thing you would feel led to do would be a blessing to us. And also you can go to Varum or whatever that is. What's it called, Paul? Shit's her area. It's the Venmo, I think. That's it. Venmo, if you go to Venmo, put my name in, it's there too for our show. Here's our books too. You can find the books. They're saved. There's Dr. Tank's book right there. You got that book ready to go. And then he's already got this one. So yeah, I got this. Got a copy now. He's already got it on the website, which is great. I'd love you to get a copy of the book and find out, just like we said, it's been a long road with me. I'm ready to put volume 2 out now and tell you what he's been doing in my life in this time now. So it's all right there. Anything you give is a gift, and anything you give is appreciated, and we praise God for you. If you never ever give any gift at all, you just being with us is the greatest gift you could give because you bless us, and we thank God for you. All right. Well, as Zig would say, Well, moving right along, as you saw.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a quote from Denzel Washington. I found this. I thought this was so good. He said, "Some people will never like you because your spirit irritates their demons."
Oh, yes.
isn't that good? Think about that. Just think Amen. About that.
It's we've so got weird. One. We've got 1 minute. Paul, that's awesome. I'm gonna write that down. That's awesome. Yeah. I love this old yeah. Jenna, we've got a minute. Share it with us.
A minute.
Yeah. Time just goes by so quick.
Oh my gosh! I was thinking it was only half over.
I saved it.
I just have to. Can I just talk about what Paul said for a minute? Whenever I get an act up something. Something come against me really, really hard and making my life a little bit crazy, I know I'm over the target. Mm-hmm. I know I'm over the target. Right. So sometimes that acting up of those demons is part of it. And sometimes it'll let you know, okay, I'm going to keep on going because I'm doing mm-hmm. the right thing. So, I'm sorry. I just had to comment because I love Paul just quoted.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. They're there, but they can't win. He's a defeated foe.
Exactly. We got to keep reminding him of that. But he's so arrogant. He just, oh, no, they don't know that.
Yeah, we shall see, right? We shall see.
Yes, we shall.
We're going to have to check off here pretty quick. We've got people, I got things popping up here live, Facebook Live on other things saying, thank you, amen, God bless you, God. One says here, now he's in a wheelchair that I know. He was an Olympian, now he's in a wheelchair. And he said, tell everybody, God has a plan and I'm looking ahead. It's right, just popped right up on my screen there.
Wonderful. So, bless him.
It's a blessing, Janet. You're a blessing. Janet, we pray for you and we're excited what you're doing and I'm going to take 10 seconds to pray for Janet real quick, Paul. We're just about out of time here.
Yep.
Father, thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for Janet, for her life, for her mission, for her call, for her sensitivity, for being who she is. Lord, bless her every day. When these things come up, knock them down in front of her. Make straight the path for her to walk that she can continue to glorify you in all that she does in the lives of people. We love you, Lord, and we lift our prayer to you now as one prayer from each of us. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray with excited hearts. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Janet. Thanks.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you for being with us.
It has been delightful that time flew. Thank you so much and bless you until we meet again.
That's right. We'll meet you back again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you wherever you are. And we count you a blessing. If you can give any little gift, we count that a blessing too. God bless and keep you. See you next week. Same time, same station. And we'll have Janet back. Don't worry. She's coming back. So, all right. See you, Paul.
Okay, you, Joe. Bye, Janet.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, thank you for being here.
So much.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556 or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.